Listen up and down the radio dial and you'll hear the echoes of an event that happened 50 years ago tonight. Thousands of African Americans gathered in Los Angeles for the Great Shrine Auditorium concert. That showcase of the country's most popular gospel acts continues a half a century later to send ripples through religious and secular music. From member station WCBE in Columbus, Ohio, Jack Marchbanks has the story.
Gospel music historians call the 1955 Shrine concert great because gospel's once and future male superstars, 24-year-old Sam Cooke, 23-year-old James Cleveland, both performed on the program. Cleveland, pianist for Albertina Walker and the Caravans, was the surprise hit that night. His gruff, commanding baritone, a voice that would be a force in gospel music for the next 36 years, was already in evidence in this live recording from the Shrine concert.
Lord, that's a heavy burden.
The wildly popular Sam Cooke and his group, the Soul Stirrers, were the main attraction. It's very clear who the women of the church came out to see and hear that evening. No one on stage or in the audience knew it that night, but the concert would be a career-making, a life-changing event for James Cleveland and Sam Cooke. For Cleveland, L.A.'s warm embrace of his talent convinced him to move west from Chicago. From Los Angeles, he founded the Southern California Community Choir. It almost single-handedly established the large choir as the favorite vehicle for gospel music. Before Cleveland, gospel music recordings and performances featured mostly soloists and small vocal groups. Music historian Sidney Howard says Cleveland's influence spread far beyond gospel.
You had pop groups who would have songs that featured gospel background vocals. Madonna with a Prayer brought a choir into a song. There was Foreigner, who had I Want to Know What Love Is, which when it goes into the vamp, the main part of the vamp is the choir singing the refrain.
The 1955 Shrine concert also prompted Sam Cooke to relocate from Chicago to Los Angeles. And the audience that evening was Robert Bumps Blackwell, a producer for Specialty Records, the Soul Stirrers label. Specialty had recorded mostly gospel acts until then. Blackwell, who later that year produced Little Richard's top 10 hit Tutti Frutti, was floored by Sam Cooke's charisma, talent, and matinee idol good looks. Blackwell chased Cooke around the country for the next year and a half until he convinced Cooke to break from gospel music and go pop. Their first post-gospel collaboration was Cooke's composition, You Send Me.
I know you send me, darling, you send me, honest you do, honest you do.
Sam Cooke's niece, Donsella Cooke Pammon, reflected on his decision to change his musical focus.
Sam saw all music as a gift from God and as a means of communicating to people. Why couldn't someone sing about the joys of God and of love? My other uncle, L.C., said Sam had a vision that one day gospel music would get pop airplay.
Although Cooke would not live to see it, his prediction came true 14 years after the Great Shrine concert. In 1969, Oh Happy Day by the Edwin Hawkins Singers climbed to number 4 on Billboard's popular music chart. This unexpected hit was arranged in the large choir style perfected by James Cleveland. Oh Happy Day remained on the pop charts for 69 weeks. The Great Shrine concert influenced contemporary music in another way. An 18-year-old from Chicago named Lewis Allen Rawls had already set his sights on joining the Pilgrim Travelers, the concert's opening act.
Well, I used to live on Broadway.
Within 2 years of the concert, Rawls auditioned and won the second tenor spot in the Pilgrim Travelers.
His solo career continues to this day. For NPR News, I'm Jack Marchbanks.
News and Notes is produced by Devin Robbins and edited by Cheryl Duvall. Angie Lynn Hamilton Lowe is our director. The production staff includes Toya Baker, Taylor Brittany Ford, Roy Hurst, Christopher Johnson, Nicole Andrews Shellman, and Corey Turner. George Duke composed our theme music. To listen to the show, visit NPR.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. I'm Ed Gordon. This is News and Notes.